Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you, regardless of what's on your mind. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Rob Arrow is with us. He's head of the local product and engineering at eBay and vice president of product development at Mylo.com. And Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about local search. We're talking about doing business, small business, Main Street small businesses. How can you be more successful? And Rob, you recently conducted a survey, and I'd like for you to tell us about some of the things you learned.
Yeah, I think the important thing, and I think most small businesses know this, is that the holiday shopping season is not over yet. So, you know, 1 in 4 last-minute shoppers will use their mobile phone for help when shopping. Around 1 in 5 will even shop for gifts on Christmas Eve.
And well, those are all guys.
Well, I will definitely be shopping this week.
I don't start my Christmas shopping until 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Yes. Well, I will be on a plane that day, so... Yeah. Maybe the day before.
Okay, then you get a pass. You'll have to go the day before. We won't poke fun at you just because of that. We'll give you a pass on that one, us guys.
All right, go ahead, Rob. Maybe I'll do it. Christmas Eve.
There you go.
More around 50% of Americans shop the week before Christmas. So this week is still very relevant. It hasn't ended yet. I know this because I still have some shopping to do.
Right. What else did you learn?
So, as a part of this survey, we came up with a list of top do's and don'ts for small merchants.
Right.
The biggest thing, or one thing, is to appeal to community pride to drive more customers through your front door.
You're talking about demonstrating your values.
Consumers feel pride and desire to support their community by buying local on it.
Right.
As I was mentioning before, 41% plan to allocate half their budget to shop local, which is a fairly good number. You know, there's a pretty big march here, at least I know in California, to shop locally, and I think it's a trend that going across the country.
But Rob, we got to help them out. We got to help those same folks out by not acting like we're still in the 19th century. We have to give them some level of technological connection, because that's how they're running their lives. That's how they're doing business these days. And so we have to at least meet them sort of in the middle in terms of the capability we give them. If we're completely off the grid, it's going to be harder for them. They're going to buy local from the guy next door who isn't off the grid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of consumers, 71% actually from the survey, research their deals online before heading into the store. And
right.
if you're not there, then they may not even know.
Yeah,
you exist, or like you said, at the store next door or the store, in the next town over, may have the item that the shopper wants,
right.
And this store who didn't upload their inventory ends up losing out because they didn't make this data publicly available.
That's exactly
so,
right.
You know, there's all this fear about price comparison, but if your data is not out there, people, for a large part, may not even realize that your what you sell and what is actually in your store unless they actually walk in.
Well, and you know, the thing is I was talking in the previous segment about wondering whether small business owners were reluctant to give Mylo.com their pricing, because I know, because if they're listening to me, Rob, they know that they shouldn't get into a price war with Target and Walmart and the other guys. And
right.
they must be higher. They have to be higher because they can't buy it as cheap and as the other guys do, the big guys do. And they have to get their margins. They've got to get their margins or they can't stay in business. And so they're reluctant to put in there that they have a higher price. Well, you know what? That should be a badge of honor for them because they give more for that price. And you never know why people buy. You, as a small business, you don't have to conquer the world. You just have to conquer the people who want what you sell, and so to speak. And so you never know why people buy. It might be people might say, you know what? Some people actually are price snobs. They actually will pay more because they think they're getting more. And if they're dealing with a small business, they are getting more. So don't be afraid of your price because you have to charge that. Rob, last thought.
Right.
I got 20 seconds. I'm off my soapbox
right.
now.
Yes, yeah, so to get started with Mylo, if you haven't already, we have a lot of great information to learn more at Mylo.com/retailers. It's a big consideration now for this holiday season, and you know, we hope to stay on your top of mind to keep the consumer's top of mind on the retailer.
Check it out, folks, Mylo.com. Hey, Rob, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Come back again real soon.
Great, thanks so much.
See you later. Safe travels. Rob Arrow, ladies and gentlemen, with Mylo.com. Quick break, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.